Welcome to the human frame. And welcome to your doorway. So today is the first day of my Awareness Through Movement Summer Camp 2020. I would say my almost annual summer camp. I've been doing this for about 30 years. And every year I teach a different series of Awareness Through Movement lessons or Feldenkrais lessons. This year, I'm teaching something that it's kind of unusual. Actually, I thought I made it up, and then I found out that Ruth Yalon, who was one of my teachers, also played around with lessons in the doorway. So, great minds, I guess. What we're going to look at, what you're going to explore in this lesson and in the coming series, is something about your framework, your musculoskeletal framework, that which you move around when you move through space and do the things you do every day. We're going to use the frame of the door as a way of exploring the role of orientation, how you know where you are in space, the role of orientation in coordinating your action, and in learning. And so we'll look at the frame of the door, the frame of your body, and the frame in which we understand our movement, the three-dimensional gravitational environment that we live in, that we sort of, most of us, ignore in some ways. We're so used to it. You know, gravity is everywhere. So part of what we'll do in this lesson and part of what I'll ask you to take with you and to explore is this idea of paying attention to where you are and noticing what difference that makes. Now, that can sound really simple. If this is your first time doing an Awareness Through Movement lesson, we're probably going to do things a little differently than how you do them every day. That, in fact, is the idea. We're going to make a distinction between moving and learning to move. I'll give you some clues along the way. The idea is to use what's built into your nervous system, the way you notice and coordinate and act, to use the mechanisms built into your nervous system to allow you to upgrade how you move. So you're going to learn some things that you can do to improve how you move and how you feel. All right, would you please join me in the doorway? So come and stand in your doorway. Stand with yourself kind of half and half, you know, so you're not entirely in the room, and you're not entirely out of the room, but you're standing kind of with your toes in the room and your heels out of the room, unless your doorway is really thick and your feet are really small. But, you know, stand more or less in the middle of the doorway. Let your arms hang. Find a comfortable distance for your feet. And take a moment to take some inventory. Just notice how you're standing. What comes to your attention? What do you notice first? Are you comfortable? Great. Now, take a moment to notice your feet on the floor, not by looking down at them, but kind of from the inside. Without looking at your feet, can you feel them? Pick one foot and just notice your footprint, the heel, the outer edge, the base of the toes, and the toes. Where's the greatest pressure? Are you more on the front or the back of your foot? or evenly distributed. And then notice your other footprint. Do you close your eyes when you do that? It's not right or wrong, just notice. In fact, I tell you what, close your eyes and notice, do you feel your foot more clearly? Can you feel the other foot? If you compare one foot and the other, can you feel the difference or differences between them? And now open your eyes. Where are you looking? Are you looking at the floor? Are you looking straight ahead, or are you looking up a little bit? Can you see what's going on in front of you? Maybe looking at your computer, looking past your computer, at the wall, at the window. Can you feel your feet on the floor and see what's going on around you at the same time? Great. And now, very slowly, and when I mean slowly, I mean, you know, take your time. In the movements that I ask you to do, the idea is to pay attention to what happens at the beginning. Most of us are paying attention to where we're going. Here, I'd like you to notice how you get there. So standing, your arms hanging, slowly look up. You know, and let the rest of your body follow, and just do what's easy, do what's comfortable, so that you don't enter any range of exercise or even stretch. Just notice what's the easy part. Do it a few times. If you've done it more than two or three times, slow down. But stop for a moment. When you did that, what did you notice? Did you notice where you were moving? Like, were you moving at the top of your neck, inside your neck, in your chest, in your lower back? What happened at your hip joints? Do the same thing again. Look up just a wee bit. And notice what happens with the rest of you. Is it easy to track what the rest of you is doing? I'd ask you what you don't notice, but that's not really a fair question, is it? But, you know, what's clear for you? Okay, come back. And what happened at your feet when you looked up? Do it again and notice, can you pay attention to your feet and look up? Go slowly. That's it. Stop for a moment. So do you lean back a little? Do you lean forward a little? Does your weight stay exactly in the same place? When your head goes back, what comes forward? But as all of you go backward, what happens with your breath? Good, enough. Now do the same thing, looking straight ahead and look down. And notice when you look down, where do you move? In your neck, in your chest, in your lower back? What happens between your legs and your pelvis? What happens at your feet? Now, I know that's a lot of things to notice. The fact is that your nervous system in the background is noticing all of those things so you don't fall over. But sometimes it's difficult to make the basket of our attention big enough to include all of that. So practice. Notice what happens in your neck. What happens in your chest? Does your breastbone lift? Does something happen between your shoulders? What happens with your pelvis? What happens at your feet? Good, stop. And now, just really slowly, look up and down and take a snapshot. Where are you looking when you're looking up? A mental snapshot. Where are you looking when you look down? Great. Now, Usually in Feldenkrais lessons, we do these movements and then we lie down. In this lesson, you can lie down whenever you like. You can sit if you like on the floor. But we're going to take our rest in a slightly different position. So would you come and lean against the door jamb? The door will be on one side, so be on the opposite side so you don't have to deal with the door. And put your head, chest, and pelvis against the door frame. Let your arms hang somewhere easily. And now you can control how much pressure you have on your back by how far away your feet are from the door. So if your feet are really close to the door jamb, that's behind you, you'll have less weight on your back. The further your feet are from the door jamb behind you, the closer they are to the door, the more weight you'll have. So you take your pick. Find someplace comfortable. And now notice, how does the back of your head rest on the door? How does your pelvis rest? Where do you touch? Are you exactly in the middle of your pelvis? Is the part that's touching long or short? What's the pressure like back there? And then so you have the back of your head. Where does the back of your head touch? Are you in the middle of the back of your head? Is the place you're touching a little to one side or the other? Is your head turned a wee bit? And then what about between your head and your pelvis? How does the back of your chest rest on the door jamb? When you're resting here, you can notice those three points of contact, the head, the chest, and the pelvis. Can you feel your feet as well? Feel your footprints and the impression that the back of that long line from your head to your bottom, from top to bottom, how you're touching. And then what happens with your breathing here? Notice, do you breathe more in your chest or in your belly or both? Can you feel how your breath affects your contact with the doorway? Are your eyes open or closed? Can you feel these things, the back of yourself touching the door, your feet on the floor? Have your eyes open and notice your breathing? At what point does it become one thing too many to pay attention to? Now look, if you get tired standing against the door, you could also turn your chair sideways so that the back is not in the way and sit on the door, on the chair, and lean on the door frame. That's fair. All right. Please come and stand in the doorway again. Do you have some echo of the contact the back of your head, chest, and pelvis were making? And now look up and down. Did just paying attention to the way you were resting against the doorway, does that help you notice what's happening in the rest of your spine when you move your head? Okay, please turn and face the door jamb, away from the door, so that you'll figure out the right distance as we go, but kind of in the middle. And you're looking at the door frame in front of you. And now look up the door frame so that you focus on someplace right in front of you and look up the wall without skipping a spot and look back down, just slowly. Now let your eyes, like you're following a ladybug crawling up and up the door jamb or something, right? Real slow. And notice as you do that, if you can feel what happens in your neck, in your chest, in your back. Notice if you're leaning forward or back. Stop. And now look down the door frame. Just, you don't have to go very far. Notice, what's the first thing that moves? Do you move your eyes or your head first? Do they move together? Does your head move first or your chest? What happens at your feet when you look down? Look down and look up. Go slowly. Can you pay attention to what you're seeing and to what you're feeling? Now, it's a funny thing to do this in the door jamb because as your head tilts one way or the other, as you look up or down, you're looking further away. And as you look straight in front, where you're focusing is closer. Can you notice how the change in the focus affects your movement? Good, stop. Come back, you're staying in the same position. Put your hands on the door jamb. So you hold the inside and the outside of the door. You can have your thumbs on the inside and your fingers on the outside. You can have your fingers pointing up or diagonally or forward. You find someplace comfortable. And now slide, so you don't hold on tightly. Just slide your hands up a little bit and down a little bit. And you'll notice at some point, it takes a little more effort to go further up. And it takes a little more effort to go further down. Can you find a place in the middle where it's as easy to go up as it is to go down? So the sweet spot for you, okay? So, great, holding onto the door jamb like that. Would you please lift up your elbow, the one that's going in the room that's pointing towards me. Lift that elbow up a wee bit and bring it back down. And bring it back down kind of like it's a feather floating. Yeah, so it's slow and easy. Of course, your elbow and your arm aren't a feather. So you can feel the weight of your arm as you lower it. And notice what happens when you lift your elbow. Do you hold your breath? Did you close your eyes? What happens with your shoulder? When you lift your elbow, does your shoulder go up, down, or stay in the same place? When you bring your elbow up, would you, the idea here is to go really pretty slowly. Not because you're going to move like this every day, but so you move slowly enough to answer the questions that I'm asking, to be able to shift your attention, to be able to make it more inclusive. Good. And the idea is, can you lift your elbow slowly and smoothly and bring it down smoothly? Like, leave your elbow down and now do a half a shrug. Lift the same shoulder as the elbow you were lifting, and then lower it. Now you can do that really fast, but the idea is to do it slowly. Notice you bring your shoulder up towards your ear. You don't tilt your head, right? But you just bring, that's it. And notice when your shoulder goes up, your elbow comes up with it, right? Because it goes for a ride, your arm goes for a ride. And now lower your elbow like you're, I don't know, like a penny sinking in a big jar of honey, really slowly. Lift it up slowly and lower it really slowly. That's it. Can you feel your shoulder blades slide and back? What happens in the front of your chest? Good. And now, would you lift up your elbow and lift up your shoulder? Lift up your elbow and lift up your shoulder. Hold on to the wall the whole time, so something will happen at your wrists and your forearms. Right? You notice which muscles are lifting your arm and which ones are lifting your shoulder. All right, now lead your elbow out and lift and lower your shoulder. That's it. Great. Put your shoulder down and just lift your elbow a few times. Notice if it's a little easier. And look, what's most important is the beginning of the movement, not the end. It's hard to change a story when you get to the end. If what you do at the if you don't change what you do at the beginning, you'll end up at the same place. So good. And now, holding onto the door, look up and look down. Did moving your shoulder change what you could do with your head? Turn around. Rest your back. Back of your pelvis, chest, and head against the door jamb. Is there an effect? Can you feel something left over, some trace of the movement that you did, of the effect of the movement that you did? Now, the idea of these movements is that they're meant to be comfortable, right? If you go to the end range, if you go to someplace that's uncomfortable or unpleasant, you'll be practicing doing that. Most of us don't need to practice that more. So stay in the easy range. Good. Please come back, turn around, hold on to the door jamb. And now lift the other elbow, the one that's outside the room. And lower it. Go slowly. The idea here is slow enough so you can pay attention to what happens. And paying attention takes time. It takes time because it takes time for a signal to go from your brain through your spinal column to your arm, or through your neck to your arm. The muscles have to contract. The movement happens. The signals from the muscles, from the skin, from all these other places where you can tell what's going on inside yourself have to come back to your brain. So that takes a moment or two, a quarter of a second for each of those phases, 3/4 of a second, I don't know. Go slowly enough so you can feel your elbow moving, so you can notice what happens at your shoulder, so you can feel which muscles are working and where. You don't have to name them, but do you have some idea of where the effort is? And can you feel the effort of lowering your elbow? Good. Leave your elbow alone and now just lift your shoulder, the one that's outside the room. Go slowly. Notice if the movement's kind of jerky, if it stops and starts. Can you make it smoother? Right? How would you make it smoother? What's happening with your breath? Do you feel your feet on the floor? Good. Stop. And now lift your elbow and then lift your shoulder. Bring your shoulder down and then bring your elbow down. See if you can do this step by step. You lift your elbow, lift your shoulder. Lower your shoulder slowly. Don't lower your elbow. And then lower your elbow. So shoulder, elbow. I mean elbow, shoulder lifts. Lower your shoulder, lower your elbow. Now do it the other way. Lift your shoulder, lift your elbow, lower your shoulder. without a rush. Lift your shoulder, lift your elbow. Lower your elbow slowly, lower your shoulder slowly. By going slower, especially in the action of returning, right, bringing your elbow back down, allowing your shoulder to lower. At those moments, you are practicing lengthening your muscles. Take advantage of that. You could stop, look up a few times and notice what happened. You could stop at any moment you like and take a rest. That's fine. We're going to rest in a moment. But here, before we do that, would you lift both shoulders and lower them? Do that a few times. Go a little slower. Can you get that feeling? Do they both move the same amount? Move them only as far as the easy one moves, so don't force. Good. Next time, leave your shoulders lifted and lift your elbows a few times. Just keep your shoulders up, lift both elbows, kind of like a slow motion wing flapping. That's it, easy. And now leave your shoulders lifted and your elbows lifted and look up. Slowly, don't try to do the same movement. The idea is to notice how holding your shoulders up affects the movement of your head and your neck and the rest of you. Go slowly, keep your elbows and your shoulders up. Look up and look straight in front. Good, and now lower your elbows and your shoulders and look up and notice if there's a difference. Great, please turn around, rest against the doorway. What does the doorway have to tell you? Notice the length of your contact, excuse me, behind your head, and the length of the contact behind your pelvis, and how about behind your chest? Where do you touch there? Do you touch close to the base of your neck, between your shoulder blades, below your shoulder blades? Which place touches the heaviest, your head, your chest, or your pelvis? Which place do you touch the doorway in the lightest way? Please turn around. Hold on to the door jamb. And now look up again and look straight in front. Don't try to go further. Just go whatever is easy. You're going to do the movement a few times, more than a few times. So don't use it up. Do less than you know you can. Just look up and look back. And now, what happens with the rest of you when you look up? Do you notice, do you lean a little bit backwards away from the doorway that you're looking at, right? Or do you lean a little forward? When you look up, just looking up, can you feel what happens at your feet? Does the pressure move towards your heels or towards your toes? Is it clearer on one foot compared to the other? Good. And now, looking straight ahead, look down a few times. What happens with your chest, your breastbone? Does it move towards the door jamb you're looking at or away? What happens with your pelvis? What happens at your feet? Now, you know, there's a number of ways you could do this. You could look down and keep your weight exactly where it is over your feet. You could look down and lean a little forward or lean a little back. Those are the three options. Which one are you doing? Stop for a moment, look straight ahead. And now you're holding onto the door frame just really lightly, okay? But it's there for more for orientation than anything else. And now slowly, looking straight ahead, just lean back a little bit. That's what you're leaning away from the doorway. Notice how you do this. Do you take your head back, like, surprised? Do you take your chest back? Try this. Can you lean back just from your ankles? So you kind of lean back as one piece. Your elbows will straighten a little bit. You can look up the wall if you want, or you can look straight ahead. I mean, what do? Are your eyes open or closed? So you lean back a little bit. Feel the contact, the pressure at your feet changing. Go back towards your heels. Don't go back so far. You hold your breath. You have to hold the door and then come forward. Just lean, you know, yeah, that's it, easy. So if there was a pencil at the top of your head that was touching the top of your doorway and would get longer as you moved, it would draw a line along your door jamb at the top. That's it. But you're just tilting at your, don't tilt your head back. Yeah, great, great. Now, from straight up, do this leaning forward. Right? This is the leaning tower of person. You're not swaying, you're leaning at your ankles. Just from looking straight ahead, from being upright, to being a little forward, and feel how the contact, the pressure of your under your footprints changes, and you go towards the base of your toes. Please don't lift your heels, leave your heels down. Don't go all the way to your toes. Don't hold your breath. Don't go that far. Great. And now lean a little forward and back. So get that feeling of tilting a wee bit forward and a wee bit back at your ankles. Lovely. Good. And now, just leaving your hands where they are, look up the doorway and notice that something has changed. Did something get easier? Especially at the beginning. Look, at the beginning doesn't get easier. You're going to end up at the same place. So what happens at the bare beginning of the movement? It's a moment, usually so many of us zoom out of the driveway, metaphorically speaking, and then we start to notice what's happening. Can you notice the beginning? I mean, you can. I think, okay, good. And now, would you look up and lean back, right? At your ankles. Lean a little back and look up. It doesn't matter how far you look. Let your eyes go up and your head, everything leans back and then come to being upright. Do that a few times. Can you go slowly enough to notice where your gaze is shifting, what you're looking at, to feel yourself leaning in space and to feel your feet so you can feel the shift of weight at your feet. That's it. Good. And now look down. Doesn't matter. You don't have to look for, you don't have to see the floor. Just look down and lean forward. And then come back. Look straight ahead and come back. And then lean, and then just leaning down. I mean, leaning forward, looking down. Your eyes move. Your head can move. It's fine. But you shift your weight, feel your weight shifting on your feet. Be careful with your head, don't hit your head. You're leaning forward. And again, this is not a push-up. You don't, the pressure, your hands are there more for guidance than for pressure. So you can lean forward and put all your weight on your hands to push yourself away from the wall when you want to come away from the door jamb, when you want to come back. Or you can lean forward without pretty much weight in your hands. Can you do that? Look down, lean forward, look straight ahead, and be upright. And now put those together. Look up, lean back, look forward, be upright and wear a mask. Look down, lean forward. Maybe a little bit slower than that. And look, the thing here is the simultaneity of the movement. In other words, being able to look, just to change where you're looking and to shift your weight at the same time. If you slow down, you're going to notice that what happens with a lot of us is you look and then you shift and then you shift and then you look, or you look for a while and then you shift it. They're not really in sync. All right, stop for a moment. And now look down the door jamb and lean back. Look down the door jamb and lean backwards on your heels. Again, if your hands let go, you shouldn't fall. If you do this, well, you can do it holding onto the door frame. And then this becomes a little bit of an arm exercise, right? So then you can use the muscles of your arms. That's not really the idea here. Leave your hands touching. You lean back. You'll feel the work happening. Where does it happen, in the front or in the back? You know, lean back and look down. What happens in the back of your neck? And now try the opposite. Look up and lean forward. Look up the door jamb and lean forward at your ankles. Again, it's not a, you're not doing a sideways push up against the door. Let your touch be light. That's it. Can you move your head and your eyes in the opposite direction that you did a moment ago? Your head does one thing, your body does another. Woof, okay, stop. Now just look up. Do you have a clear idea of what you're doing with the rest of yourself? Is it easier? Turn around, lean against the door jamb. Notice your contact. Open your eyes, look straight ahead. And now just look up the door frame in front of you. While you're leaning against the door jamb. No, you can let your head move, that's fine. You look up, tilt your head, and you can feel your head move against the frame of the door. So now you can feel what happens in the back of your head as you're tilting your head. And of course, you can't lean forward or back because you're leaning against the door frame. Stay there. Notice what happens in your neck when you look up. And then look down a few times. You don't have to look very far, but use the contact that your head is making with the door frame to let you have a feeling of how your head is tilting with your gaze. Do your eyeballs move exactly in sync with your head? Do they lag behind or do they lead? Look slowly up a bit, really slowly. And down a bit. And now, besides noticing what happens with your head, can you feel what happens between your shoulders? So at the beginning of the movement, in the middle, or at the end, when you've looked up or when you've looked down, did the contact your upper back is making with the door frame, right? Your spine, did that change? Can you use the door as kind of a barometer, a sensor, right? Something that lets you gauge what's happening in your chest. Good, and now look straight ahead keep looking at the same spot and tilt your head. So you bring your chin away from your chest and towards your chest as if you're looking up and down. Whoop, did your eyes jump? Keep your eyes looking at the same spot and tilt your head down. So now you'll be looking, you know, as if you wear glasses, as if you're looking over your glasses, right? And then you tilt your head up, bring your chin away. And now you're kind of looking at the bottom, through the bottom of your eyes. It's a funny feeling, right? Keep your gaze forward and tilt your head. Can you feel what happens in your chest? Good. Please come back away from the wall. Stand in the middle of the doorway like we did at the beginning. Look up and look down. Do you have a clear idea of what happens in your neck, at your feet, in the middle? Stop, please. Turn and face the doorway. Same way we've been doing. Hold on to it. Somewhere comfortable. Well, actually, hold on to it, and you might have to come a little closer. Bring your elbows so that your elbows are holding onto the door jamb. They're making contact. And then take your hands away. And what you're going to do is you're going to hold your head in your hands. So it's kind of like, ay, 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 but against the doorway. So you have your back of your hand somewhere on the door. You have your elbow touching however much of your forearm on each side. And you rest your forehead there. So you don't have the whole world in your hands, but you have your whole head in your hands. And your elbows, they can be around the side of the door, a little forward. Your forearms can be touching, but your hands and either your forearms or your elbows touch. Okay. Without moving your head, take your pelvis away from the door frame. Take it backwards. That's it. Take your pelvis back towards the door jamb behind you. And notice how it moves. I mean, well, something, if you keep your knees straight, something happens between your pelvis and your legs and your hip joints. Something happens at your ankles. Your weight shifts. And if your elbows aren't moving and your head's not moving, your shoulders won't be moving. But somewhere between your shoulders and your pelvis, somewhere in your spine, not just one place, maybe more than one place, in your chest, in your rib cage, and the spine, your vertebra between them, someplace will move. Notice if your pelvis goes straight back or if you're kind of moving your pelvis in the, well, the kiss my bottom direction, if you know what I mean. And now move your pelvis the other way. Move your pelvis forward. Now you could do this and bend your knees, but don't. Can you keep your knees straight? Go easy, go easy. Move your pelvis forward easily without getting to the end, without pushing. And look, if in that little range, you can get rid of the jumps, right? So it's not like you're sending yourself Morse code. The movement is smooth, really easy. And feel where it reaches into your spine, into your chest. Great, stop. Come, take your head away, hold on to the door frame. And now look up and notice if that's changed. Did something happen there? Great, turn around, rest on the door frame. You know, I asked you a bunch of questions about your head. I've just asked you to notice your pelvis. Let's come pay attention to the back of your head. Listen to your contact there. Listen to the contact of your spine between your shoulders against the door and the back of your pelvis or sacrum. And now bend your knee, bend the knee that's inside the room, that's closer to me. Right? Bend that knee a little bit and straighten it. Keep your heel on the floor. Bend your knee and straighten it. The other knee stays straight. And you'll notice when you bend your knee, you bend your ankle, something happens at your hip and your pelvis moves a bit. Can you feel your pelvis move against the doorway? Does something happen at your other hip joint? What happens with the rest of your back? So if you don't slide down, so keep your head and your chest where they are, right? You'll be pulled a little bit to one side, perhaps. You'll feel how far up that movement reaches. Do this with the other knee. Keep the inside leg straight, the one that's closer to me, to your computer, whatever you're connecting to the internet with, and bend the other knee and straighten it really slowly, slowly enough so that when you straighten it, you can feel that as your leg gets straighter, you create a little push into your hip and into your spine. And then when you lower your knee, when you bend your knee, your pelvis moves in the same direction. It slides against the wall, against the doorway. Keep your head and your chest where they are so you don't slide up and down, right? You might move a little bit. Don't hold your breath. It's okay. It's a really interesting thing because the movement of your leg, bending and straightening. At one point, your leg is hanging and hanging down more and more. And the other point, your leg is pushing more and more into you. Feel where that movement goes. Go gently. Good, stop. And now do this with both knees together. Now you could do this with both knees together and slide down the wall and slide back up. You could try that. That's very, 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 very gently and without that stuttering action on your, yeah. And now hold your head and your chest where they are and bend both knees a little bit. Bend only as far as your pelvis stays in contact with the doorway. Bend and straighten. Now your pelvis is going to tilt and something has to happen in your lower back. And notice when your knees go away from you, away from the doorway, towards your toes, what happens with your lower back when your knees straighten? If you don't go up and down on the doorway, what happens with your lower back? When you bend your knees, pull your belly in a bit. That's it. And then when you straighten your knees, let your belly go. And I don't mean like stick it out. Just let it relax. There you go. Beautiful. Stop. Come away from the doorway. Turn around. Hold onto the door jamb. And look up. And down. Did something change? Does something different happen between your head and your pelvis? Can you notice where you're looking? What's happening between your head and your feet? And what's happening at your feet all at the same time in the frame of the door? Great. Stop, turn around, rest against the door one more time. You know, we use a ruler to measure things, you know, or a meter stick or whatever, yardstick. Here we're using the line of that kind of the ruler of the doorway as a way to measure your contact. You know, not in numbers, but to give you a comparison. So how does the back of your head rest now? Like how much of it is touching and where do you touch? The back of your pelvis. and the back of your chest, the place between your head and your pelvis, between your shoulder blades and below. How much of you make contact there? How is the contact distributed between those three big balls, your head, your chest, and your pelvis? Can you notice those three places and your feet? So here in this lesson, I keep asking you to notice, to change, to shift your attention, and to shift how you're paying attention from paying attention to a place, to paying attention and kind of letting your attention be inclusive, to letting it spread, to paying attention to all of yourself. And that's one thing you can take with you from the lesson. Another thing you can take from the lesson is any small section that you remember. So in the week between this week and next week, I'm going to ask you to take this, your favorite section, and play with it. Play with it for a few minutes before you go to bed. Play with it for a few minutes in the morning after you wake up. It doesn't mean immediately, but you know, before your day gets going. Find another moment to hang out in the doorway and just take this, just whatever part of the lesson you like, whatever small section, make that your doggy bag and take it home with you. Now, would you come away from the doorway? Oh, wait, actually, no, come back. How did you come away from the doorway? So see, this idea of paying attention, right, of noticing, not in some vague way, but very specifically, like when you came away from the doorway, don't move yet. What left the doorway first? Was it your head, your chest, or your pelvis? I tell you what, as you're against the doorway, you know, just take your head away, bring your head forward and put it back. Notice when you bring your head forward, where do you feel the change in pressure most clearly? At your feet, behind your pelvis, or between your shoulders? All right, and now leave your head there and bring your chest away from the door. Keep your pelvis touching, keep the back of your head touching, and figure out how do you move your chest, your shoulders forward so you at least decrease the pressure between your shoulders. Gently, gently. So it's not about taking it away and putting it back. Pay attention to the shift. Listen to what happens at the back of your head, behind your pelvis, and if you can, at your feet. Where is the shift the clearest? Notice when you bring your chest back, do you drop at some point? Can you make the landing really smooth and then slowly let your weight increase so you don't drop all your weight against the doorway at the same time? I mean, so when you lift it, you don't lift it jerkily, but really gradually decrease the pressure and come away. Good, now leave your chest and do the same thing with your pelvis. Take your pelvis slowly, take your pelvis away, and put it back. Okay, and notice, do you bend your knees or not? That'll make a big difference. So you can bend your knees slowly and then let your pelvis come away and then take your pelvis back and let your knees straighten. So you can let the bending of your knees be a part of the action. And then something happens at your knees, your hips, your ankles, and in your spine. Or you could take your knees out of it, keep your knees straight, take your pelvis away from the door jamb slower. So you can feel how you articulate at your ankles, how your pelvis moves, what happens in your spine. Touch down lightly. Can you do this without holding your breath? Keep your legs straight. Good, now just rest for one more moment against the doorway. Notice the places that are touching. And now come away from the doorway. What did you lift first? What was the last part of you to touch? You don't have to go all the way away. Just do the beginning. Do you fall away? Do you fly away? Do you peel yourself off the door jamb? And what's the last place that leaves? Do you have to pull it away, or do you have momentum? Good. Turn around. Hold onto the door jamb, face it. And now look up and down. And notice, so you're using your hands against the door jamb to give you some orientation. Notice when you look up, do you lean back or forward? When you look down, which is it? Next time you look up, stop there, and now just lean forward and back. Okay, notice if you can lean forward, bring your chest towards the door frame in front, bring the place between your shoulders, the back towards the doorway behind you. You're looking up the whole time, don't hit your head. Yeah, and do this without needing your hands. So when you lean back, don't hold on to the doorway. You might not go as far, go forward and back. Good, stop, look down, and now lean forward and back. Stay looking down. Easy. Let yourself breathe, really, without ripping the doorway. Lean a little forward and back. Feel what happens at your ankles and at your feet. Good. Stop. And now look up and down and notice if something has changed. See, you can keep improving, but we're out of time. So I think we'll have to stop there. Come back, stand in the doorway, facing forward. Notice where your feet are. Your toes are in the room, your heels are out of the room. Notice the doorway around you, feel the room. Notice the room in front, the hall or the door, the hall or the room behind you. Notice your feet on the floor. Look up a few times and notice if something has changed from the beginning. Your ability to move and your ability to notice what you're doing when you're moving. How will practicing that change your movement? I don't know, but you're going to find out. So, we'll stop here, but please take a stroll around where you are. If you have a few moments to go for a walk, either in your house or outside, I highly advise that. Just take a few moments to notice what happens. If you want to take a rest, you could sit, lie down, take a nap. I don't know what your day is like. But please, I invite you to take a little bit of what we did together and to, salt it into your day, to sprinkle it into your day, to play around with it, to find out what happens when you remind yourself of what we did. All right. Thanks for joining me for the beginning of the human frame. I'm going to end the lesson now. I'll hang out for a few minutes if you have questions and you want to chat. Thanks for coming. See you next week.